Okay. The journey continues, guys. The journey continues. The journey goes on. Talo Falava, welcome back to the Growing Some More podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, Henry Willie, Hen Dog, Hen Doggy Dog. And I'm here by myself, my lovely co-host, Tala Willie, my wife. She's not here right now. I'm just doing this intro to this next podcast, this episode, that it's going to be awesome. This is an intro to it. Before we get into the podcast and play it, I'm just going to, you know, tell everybody, welcome back. You know, I just want to say a few things before we start this episode. What we talk about here, greetings, talofa, malolele, aloha, yorana, bulavinaka, kiora, mabuhai, afade. And of course, you guys, hey, please don't forget, if you loving the podcast, leave a review, rate, and subscribe. It's on iTunes or on our YouTube channel. Now, the reason why I say this, because we don't really promote, we don't market, it's all word of mouth. So the more you guys can subscribe, and the more people that subscribe, the more people that leave a comment, that leave a rating, the higher the awareness will be for our podcast, and it'll just boost it up there. So when people search for something like our podcast and want to search for personal finance or how to save money, tips in a Samoan perspective, our podcast will pop up and it'll help people out there in the world. So it's up to you guys, the listeners. I love you guys for listening. Thank you guys for everything, for tuning in, for staying in touch, and, you know, continue to listen to us. But if you guys can do that, it'll mean so much. And if you want, hey, you guys can leave a voice message on anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm. And right now I'm going to read a comment. Since I'm talking about you guys, the listeners, I'm going to read a comment from a Growing Samoan listener. And this one is from a while back when we had an episode with our boy, Ooh Skywalker, and his wife, Sosi. And this was off our YouTube channel. I think it was episode 11, part 1. And this is from one of the listeners. Name is Nukap Marangi Boy. So this one's for you, man. Nukap Marangi Boy. He says, I'm really frugal, with the LOL face. Love your podcast, bro. Big heart. Keep it up. There it is, man. Nukap Marangi Boy. And I just want to say, Uso, man, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, I know this listener, and, you know, I just want to say this is one guy that, you know, is like he's another brother from another mother. And it's just amazing to me when I, you know, find out or see that, yeah, we actually have friends and family who listen. And it's amazing, you know, because that's all we want to do is just share our story. And once again, thank you, listener, Nukap Marangi Boy, for the comment. I love you too, man. We're going to keep it up. We're going to keep the podcast come in as usual, and nonstop, man, because this is what we do. So thank you very much for that comment. And once again, yeah, you guys can leave a comment on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, if you don't have access to like podcasts and stuff. And that's the main reason why we put it out there on YouTube, for people to have easy access to listen to our podcast. So now we are going to go into the episode. And this episode is off the hook, you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it, especially in these crazy times. This is something we need to get through with our day, our daily commute, our work day, whatever we may be doing, just trying to figure out life right now. Crazy times right now with the global pandemic, health-wise, taking care of yourself. I'm going to throw the health tip in right now. Take care of yourself. There's a thing going around now that's saying that if you're wearing a mask, this is the health tip. If you can wear a mask, wear something, anything to help prevent the spread of this global pandemic, COVID-19. My tip is to use a shirt. If it's 100% cotton, a CDC says it's something. And normally you have a shirt lying around that's 100% cotton. You don't need anything but a shirt. You just put it over your head and you put the head part like half over your nose, kind of like a ninja mask, and you just tie the arms behind your head. Boom. That's the health tip of the day, y'all. That's what I'm doing. I got to do that when I go out, you know, and, you know, I got a side hustle going on. I make deliveries, because if you know anything about side hustles, which I love to talk about, you know, I'll probably talk about that in our next episode. Yeah. But side hustles, I got to be out there as an essential worker, you know, delivering stuff. And I'm going to wear my t-shirt because there ain't no damn masks out there. So that's what I'm going to do. It's better than nothing. And then this time, in this day and age, what's going on, that's the health tip of the day, y'all. That'll help prevent any of germs or viruses kind of getting into your system through your nose or mouth. So I think that's something we should all do. CDC, Center of Disease Control out here in America, that's what they recommend. And not only us here in the United States, but all around the world. So health tip of the day, that is it pretty much. And we're going to go into the episode, you guys. Ooh, Skywalker, everybody, please. We're going to leave the link at the bottom of the show notes to the Ooh, Skywalker podcast. This is amazing, man. This next podcast is so amazing. We had him as guests, him and his wife, on our podcast, the Growing Samoan podcast, on episode 11 and 12. And he said he wanted to do a podcast. And guess what, you guys? He has two podcasts now. Two. So please subscribe to this guy. We're going to leave the Ooh Skywalker podcast at the bottom of the show notes. Also, he has another podcast called Focus on the Road, where he just drives around and talks. It's as simple as that, you guys. So please enjoy. And, you know, I've been talking too much now, but hey, you guys need to hear some things like me talking to you, because this is a crazy world, crazy time. This is a crazy time we're living in, y'all. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Listen to this next episode. It's off the hook. It's funny. It's going to bring you laughter. It's going to bring you laughter, and that's what you need right now in this life. Keep pushing. Keep growing. I love you guys. Until then, the next episode, you know, keep growing, you guys. So here we go. Without further ado, everybody enjoy the Growing Samoans being interviewed on the Ooh Skywalker podcast. All right, guys, enjoy.
Welcome to the Ooh Skywalker podcast. This is episode number one, and I'm excited because I got my first two guests. This podcast I created because pretty much I just want to talk to people who have influenced me. People I think are doing cool things, great things, and I think others should know about them, and it gives me a chance to get to know about them even more. So, from the Growing Samoan podcast, I got the lovely married Polynesian Samoan couple, DJ Hen, a.k.a. Henry Wheely, and his lovely wife, Chala Wheely, in the house. What's going on, yo?
Hey.
Glad to be here.
What's up?
What's up, brother? Thanks for having us on. You know, really appreciate you asking us to be guests on your show, especially episode number one.
I told you, episode number one.
And I'm just truly honored. You know, like I told you before, we it was my dream as a child to become an adult and be on the number one podcast in America, you know, right, in the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Growing Samoan podcast.
That's
the
right.
Sweeping the nation, y'all.
No, the Ooh Skywalker podcast.
The number one podcast ain't even been released yet.
Mm. But hey, nah, bro. This is an honor, man. Thanks for having us on your episode one, man. And
got to, man. Because I was on your podcast as well.
Right.
Yep.
And I even told you guys, you know, when I start the Ooh Skywalker podcast, y'all going to be my first guests.
Oh,
and yeah. And we're here now. We are now.
And they are here. And here's what they do. So, Hen and Tyler started the Growing Samoan podcast. Because at one point in their life, they figured, man, they had to figure out finances. One of the things that we Polys, well, I can speak for Samoans, are really bad at finances. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are. We are. And they always say that the one word that I always remember from you guys is taboo. It's a taboo subject.
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe it is taboo. It's just something we just never really talked about, you know? Mm-hmm. You just kind of figure the shit out when you get out there on your own. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us fail because we don't know what we're doing. And we just sign up for whatever because we can buy whatever. And as time goes by, we realize, shit, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. No doubt, man.
Yeah. Very true.
So what's cool about Hen and Tyler is they took the time to learn a lot about it, fix their own finances up, and then started the Growing Some More podcast to pass their knowledge on to people like myself. Mm-hmm. And I thank you guys for that. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. You're welcome.
Yeah, because of you guys, my savings account's still building.
There you go,
score.
Man.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just looking at the way things are now, and I'm like, man, you better go back. I'm not trying to tap into that savings account. I haven't had to yet, you know what I'm saying? I was able to get ahead.
Right.
And doing good.
Yes, but even if you do, bro, you know, you always know that you just put right back into it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
It's a great honor to be on your podcast, the first episode, because I think it'll hit home to a lot of people who listen to this first episode on what we talk about, what we preach about. And it's something that can help out everybody and their mama, no matter who you are, any walk of life, whether you're Samoan, Tongan, Pali or non-Pali. You know, it doesn't matter. It's like this, what we were trying to preach was something that I think everybody can relate to, because damn, man, you know, the most of us go through the same system, that school system where they don't teach you about money. They don't teach you about finances. And just to be out there in the universe, the podcast space, and also like our YouTube channel, just to get some awareness out there and to be on your podcast now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 1. I mean, I think that it's going to be so much help and benefit a lot of families out there, bro. You said that your savings account is growing.
Growing, bro, like Samoa.
You didn't even That's have a savings, remember?
No, I did not. I did That's not have a savings. Oh. And I knew exactly how much we had in our bank account.
Yep.
Because remember, we all went somewhere afterwards.
Yes. Yes. That did help the bank account.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there goes the spender. You know, the spender went, just took the card and said, whoop.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I don't know how much I told her to take out.
I'm the same way. So I you know, uh-huh. I'm with wifey on that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. It's balance. We call it balance, right?
Right. Right.
So, yeah. So what's cool about it, man, is Hen and Tyler's, they pass on their knowledge, okay? And they've been through, you know, some bad times.
Yeah.
Bad times that a lot of us have been through. A lot of us don't even want to talk about it. But, you know, if you listen to their podcast, you guys have been to the point where you built your credit. You guys bought a house and everything, and then, you know, tell them what happened when the downfall came, and what you guys had to do.
Well, just like building our credit, buying a house. When we talk about stuff, that kind of stuff in our lives that happened to us on our podcast, we didn't. When we first started becoming adults in our younger. Well, 20s, you know, or the early 20s,
mm-hmm.
we didn't know shit about credit.
Mm-mm.
We bought a house without knowing anything about being a homeowner and the things that process and things that happen behind the scenes that you need to understand and know. We didn't know anything about finances at all. Zero, zippity doo dah.
Yeah.
And we started our family without knowing anything about finances. Zero, zip. And what that caused us to do is to buy a house and lose a house. It caused us to become in debt at a very young age. And having to deal with that debt for so long, mm-hmm. over a span of 10 years, even longer, and just going through the hardships of ups and downs, living paycheck to paycheck. So we didn't even know about credit, bro, when we first began this journey way, way back when we first hooked up, me and Tala, and started raising our family, started family, basically. But the thing is, like a lot of us, Polynesians and whoever you are, everybody's smart. You're a smart person. But when you don't know finances, it's nothing wrong with that. You're just not taught it. But once you understand it and you learn about it and you get teachings from somewhere, anywhere, then it's just like automatic. It's just like, okay, I'm a smart person. Now I get it. But yeah. for us and like many millions and millions of people around the world, especially in our community, because we see it every day, still to today, the struggles of living paycheck to paycheck, struggles of having to deal with the crazy pandemic and losing your job, like what we're going through right now. People going to unemployment and having nothing to fall back on. Like everybody's going through that. Mm-hmm. And it's something that like everybody can relate to. But once you learn about finances, about financial education, it's a whole new world that helps you out, bro. It's like, and that's, I know you listen to the podcast, and a lot of people that have listened to the podcast, they kind of get it. They're like, oh shit, I can't believe there's actually a world out there called financial education where they teach us about taxes, teach us about, 401ks or just savings, spending, all kinds of things like interest, credit cards, credit bureaus, all the stuff that nobody teaches us as we grow up. And the thing about it is that what I've noticed, it's not only polys, bro. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Black, white, Asians, Mexicans. It's just the whole, that's how this world is run now. It's just weird. But we found out and we're just preaching it, man. And I'm just glad that you're able to be a part of this journey with us, bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know what the cool thing is about your show?
What's that?
I mean, yeah, you're gonna learn a lot about finances. The cool thing I liked about your show, man, is listening to your show, you actually realize that this is something I should know. This is something I want to know. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't even realize it, that I should know shit about financing, you know? I should know how to manage my money.
It's part of your life.
And listening to your show, a lot of people are going to realize, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my money. And just a lot of some of the simple tips that you guys give, is it does a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me realize, God damn, I'm not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I forgot who else I talked to, man. I got to write this shit down. Somebody else that listens to your show was saying the same thing, you know, just kind of like, I didn't realize those were things that I should know about.
And I was like, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Could have been.
It was a girl. Could have been Miss Upolu.
Miss Upolu?
It could have been.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm scatterbrained. I don't remember shit. That's why I always got to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just saying that. Oh, there goes my producers again.
Hey, tell them we said hi.
Can you look up?
Hi, James.
That's Jamie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jamie.
If you don't know who Jamie is, then you haven't watched or listened to the Joe Rogan podcast. Sound like Jamie went back into time.
Oh yeah, right. It's a younger version, you know. Before he met Joe Rogan.
No, yeah, but that's cool that you said there was another person who also talked about the tips that we were talking about on our podcast.
Oh yeah, I probably talk to you guys all the time, man. Like, you guys want to know something? This is where you got to go,
man. Thanks,
you know, and everything in your stories, man. It's so easy for me to relate because I know a lot of other people relate. You know, one of the things I don't know if I just heard it on the episode or if we talked about it when we were over at your place, is when you're having financial problems, a lot of that, you'll start to have problems within your relationship as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Tyler, I know what you're talking about, because me and my wife, you used to go heads over shit, man. I mean, just like, I just turn to her and be like, what are you doing?
I know. Yeah. I know. I've been there. My husband gets on me about that a lot, too. It is kind of sad because in the, you know, before we knew what financial education or finances was all about, we'd argue like, wait, I work too. I need half of my money.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
when you don't know nothing about finances and a relationship, you're like the beginning rookie stage of what's the movie called? Dodgeball?
Or yeah, yeah.
If you can dodge a wrench,
you can dodge a ball.
Well, when you don't know nothing about finances, you're getting hit by that wrench. You're getting hit by all kinds of shit.
Well, you get hit by spouse. That wrench, and you just think you're supposed to get hit by it. You're just like, oh, well.
But those wrenches are flying from your spouse when you guys are fighting about money. Those wrenches. Yes. Your dishes are flying. TV screens, remote controls are flying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Flying. And there's no blame on either side. It's just, yeah, it's both just, sides don't get it.
You just don't get it. It's just you're arguing over something as silly as that. And with that, just like you said, we had to go through that. Me and Tala went through that. But after we learned how to dodge the wrench, you know, we went to Global Gym and kicked their ass, you know?
Yeah. What was the name of their dodgeball team?
It was Dodgeball or Joe's. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, sorry, listeners, you gotta go watch a dodgeball movie. It's called Dodgeball.
That's a great movie, man.
With God, there were some good actors in there, good comedians.
Who was the main one? The funny guy. Oh goodness, I can't remember his name right now.
Or Ben Stiller.
His wife was actually his wife then. His then wife, Christine, was on there too. Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
She was the blonde. He was the little blonde.
Yeah, she was the blonde. Ben Stiller was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then the good guy. God, I forgot his name. He's so funny.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn. There you go. There you go, people. Watch that movie, Dodgeball. You guys will understand what we're talking about. If you can dodge a wrench,
you can dodge a ball.
You can dodge a ball. So, my comparison to that movie is like, well, me and Tyler, early stages of our relationship, not knowing about finances, we were throwing wrenches at each other. We were like, eh, what?
And nobody tried to dodge. You just bracing your face. Yeah, bring it.
Well, one gets hurt. Oh, you hit me. Like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. Come, you want to go eat?
Like, yeah, where you want to go eat? The casino.
Yep. Oh, right. Yep,
there you go. And then it rinse and repeat, yeah, rinse man. And repeat mm-hmm. over every paycheck. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
You know, what he used to do would be so messed up, man. So every day we'd be like, all right, we got to do this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then here come payday. All right, first let's go eat this. Let's do a movie. Then we buy some fun stuff, and then come Sunday, Monday, it's like, damn, we don't have enough to buy that stuff we were supposed to buy. All right, next payday. Same thing, you know, mm-hmm. 2 days before payday, yep. You're like, God damn it. I got enough for like a pack mm-hmm. of cigarettes and some gas.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Push it back. That's all you keep doing. I know I've done it with bills.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Do it with bills. Yeah. You know?
I just sit there and count that extra week, you know, like for the rent check. Like, oh, there's mm-hmm. there's that fifth week. Okay. So I can move the rent over and use that 3-day grace period. We got a free check. You know what I mean? Like, nah.
Or what about this one? What about this one, Harry, honey? Just wait in the car. Keep the car running. I'm going to go in and get this payday.
Yeah, we've done that too.
Hell yeah.
You know when you go to the payday loan, you got to stand in there. You got to fill out the fucking form. Like,
how much do I get approved for?
Do I want to loan $100 or should I loan $500?
$15 to $100, whatever it
let's
is.
Let's go $500.
You go in there, you're like, I'm just going to go get a $300. You're approved for $700. You're like, yeah, okay.
Give me the seven. Give me the seven.
Let me get the seven.
Oh, you're just like, you know, $600. How the fuck am I going to pay this back next week? Damn.
And you know, It's the shit like that that we all went through it. Like, I've never talked to you about fucking payday loans, bro, but you've done it before. Yeah, we've done it before. millions and millions of people had to do it just for the simple fact that just the basics of finances is not taught.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's crazy. That's the main reason why. You know?
I know it. But these crazy kids over here, man. Home studio.
Oh, no worries, man.
Right. Like, hey, I got gamers. I got.
Bro, yeah.
Look.
Not a police
car. No. You.
Hide and seek. You. We play hide and seek.
Go back. Now I got.
Oh, is that us?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's all right. I gotta tell one to scoot back before he go blind.
You know you're gonna go blind.
Well,
right?
You know the listeners. The listeners that listen to our podcast and video. You can hear it from episode one.
You can hear all of my
kids.
We
have our little one jumping in, and we're like, podcast.
He's like, what are you doing?
But it's real. This is real. This is not us, you know, trying to, you know, put on a facade.
Oh,
trying to fake the funk.
Nah.
This is us. This is the Growing Samoan podcast. This is the Ooh Skywalker podcast. This is real.
True.
This is real, y'all.
True.
I'm over here on some earbuds and an iPhone XR.
Right. I'm over here cracking up because the first week that they made me stay home for, because, you know, the COVID-19, so they had us working at home. I was cracking up.
Yeah.
Just talking to like my truckers and, you know, dispatching freight, and I'm cracking up because they're like, man, it's pretty loud. I'm like, oh, you'll have to excuse my coworkers. They're pretty loud in the background.
Oh, yeah. She's at home and the kids are all in the background. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They were like, you're cheating. That's screen checking. Stop screen checking on my thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, they can hear that.
And they're like, that sounds like call. Yeah, they're like, hey, are they on Call of Duty? You know, this is one of my, like, main truckers, and I'm just cracking up. I'm sorry. My coworkers are pretty loud.
But everybody gets a pass. Everybody gets a pass around this time with the whole pandemic thing.
Yeah.
Because I've seen all these Twitter videos of, like people and newscasters trying to do videos from their home.
Oh, yeah.
The kids come running in.
Remember that British guy that was talking?
Yeah, the British guy. The nanny comes in chasing after the kids. Yeah,
she was all trying to stay low, like nobody could see her.
There was another one. It was like a Latina girl reporter, and her husband's like walking in the back with his underwear on. No. And then, he turns and looks and sees that she's on their webcam thing, and he tries to run, but he runs into the wall. And then she just starts shaking her head. Oh, man. So everybody gets a pass, man, at this time, man. It's like, because we're all working from home.
Yes, we're on quarantine. And
I know it, man. Quarantine. Man. So at the time of this recording, the world is going through an apocalypse, man.
Yeah, we're going cuckoo right now. Cocoa
Puffs.
That's right. Governor Inslee here in the state of Washington in America has enforced his laws some more.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know what's funny is depending on what time you listen to this, at this time, the state of Washington is on a whole, it's a lockdown. What is it called? The stay-at-home, stay-safe
Stay order? Stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay-at-home, save lives.
Yeah, so schools are shut down. Not essential places like bars and casinos or whatever. And, social distancing is invoked right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about no, don't meet up in public places and all that. And I'm listening to this guy talk today, and I stopped because I want to hear if they're going to shut, you know, is my job going to be shut down? And he goes,
yeah.
So, you know, me and my wife, we go to the beach the other day, and there's a ton of people on this side of the beach. And to make sure we did the right thing, we walked the other way. And I was like, did this dude say he was at the beach? After he was complaining about everybody at Alki?
Yeah.
And they're just like, I mean, people say you want to go on hiking trails. I don't know if that's the great idea. I'm like, motherfucker, you were on a beach, man. You telling everybody else to stay home? You stay your ass home.
Well, it doesn't help that the government says, stay at home doesn't mean like stay at home. You can go outside and take a walk or get some air, right? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, everybody and their mama thinks the same way. They all want to go outside and have some air.
Yeah. Dude, when it first, that first, it was last week, right? It started?
Yeah, did you see the one on where the rattlesnake hiking trail? You see everybody at the top of Rattlesnake just like posted at the end of the hiking. No, they're all over there. And I'm just like, really? I'm like, wow. Yeah, they had a helicopter out there taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. I seen like Alki Beach, though. Alki Beach was lit. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But it was like that out here because I think it was a Friday. It was hella nice out.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Here in Washington, when you know that it's really nice and sunny, everybody knows that when it's like that, get out. Mm-hmm. Get out and enjoy the weather because you never know when it's going to turn gray and gloomy like today right now. It's raining.
Yeah.
Right now.
Today was rain, sunshine, hail, everything.
Yeah, we got everything.
Yeah, but I was really thinking, I was like, man, everybody's on lockdown. I'm going to take Case down to the park. He'll be the only one there.
Yeah.
Hell no. That shit was packed, like, bro. Nobody gave a shit. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go to Winco then. Same thing. That thing was packed.
Yeah. Did you stay your 6 feet away like you're supposed to with the exits?
No, I just held my breath the whole time. I walked by somebody. I was actually at the Ram the day before they started that stay-at-home order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Ram. I got a buddy that works there. And because he bought some shirts, so I was delivering those shirts to him. And he said, yeah, you and the wife, you go ahead and get something to eat. I got you. I was like, oh, okay. He's the manager over there. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking to the table, this lady just coughs. She goes, Sosie already passed her, and I'm right behind her. She goes, and I'm like, no, man, I just held my breath all the way to the table. When I get there, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I said, man, that lady tried to cough her COVID on me, man. Hell no.
Oh, no.
But, like, she just coughed and didn't cover her mouth or nothing. I was like, you motherfucker.
You know, a couple few weeks ago, like, we never looked at it like that.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's so crazy how the world is right now. If you cough or sneeze, the whole room turns around.
Yes.
You
that
just see
so
everybody
true.
Like a freaking... freaky move, like turn her head at once.
Like, no, you just turn into a zombie right then and there. Like,
right,
shoot that motherfucker. He just coughed.
Yeah, I still go to, I mean, we both me, Henry, and our older boys, we all go to work. You know, we still go in because we're part of that essential workforce, right?
I think all of us are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
So, you know, we go in, right? We go into work, you cough a little bit or you sneeze and everybody just like looks at you and you're like, well, shit, don't mind me. I'm 6 feet away.
That's where you go. No, it's cool. I just farted, man. Don't worry about it. Right. They were like, oh, you farted? Oh, yeah. Woo.
It's so bad that our corporate has handed down pretty much a law in our offices that we can't even mingle with the other departments. So it's kind of funny. We're like, you stay on your border over there. boundary. Yeah. It's true. Pretty sad.
Is that Jeff from the mailroom? What is he doing here?
Is that true?
Right. Yeah. Like if I go to the warehouse, like I usually go through the warehouse to go smoke a cigarette. Like I literally have to like go through the stacks of pallets just to get to the door, so I don't run into anybody because I don't, you know, it's just it's there and they have cameras, so it's kind of like, you know,
everybody's living their life like Pac-Man right now.
Pretty much.
Oh, he's coming this way. Got to go around the other way.
If they don't know you, they look at you and be like, oh, shit,
no.
Carriers.
Like, when you come out of the restrooms or out of the break room, you know how usually, like, you open the door and sometimes you'll just, like, run to somebody. You're like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, my bad. Like, right, like, now when we come out of and somebody's, like, right there, we're like, oh, shit. And so we have to, like, stay the 6 feet away and then kind of, like, tiptoe around each other to let them through. It is so bad. I'm like, wow, this is horrible.
It is, man. It's almost starting a whole new type of discrimination, man. Like when I was in Winco,
right?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. This might sound bad, but there were certain people that just looked like they had COVID, and I was like, no, I'm like turning my cart. I'm not walking by this,
bro. What are you talking about, bro? That's before the whole pandemic.
You know what I'm saying? It's even worse now. Now I don't have to hide it. I can just be like, hell no. throwing oranges at him. Get away from me, man.
Oh man.
Oh man. It is a whole different era that we live in right now, and it's
crazy.
It's scary,
though.
But it's scary. Like just going to a grocery store is like.
Well, they got rules. Like every state has rules now, and it's funny because I listen to Island 98.5 on the iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
For the Island Reggae, and I just heard their commercial today was like. So you gotta be safe, and you know, no more handshakes. Do the shaka, bro, from far away, and you got. I was like, damn, it went to that extent, huh?
Yeah, right.
That's how you say hi. You give him a shaka, like, hey, all right, stay right there. All right, you good?
Yeah, it's true. People that come through the door that you meet, that like you know, like people that for business meetings or whatever, you can't even shake hands, like none of that. You kind of just like I would shake your hand, but you know,
yeah, right.
It's helping out though. That's what I've heard on the I think it was the NPR podcast, the news podcast, and the Daily News podcast.
Yeah,
the up to date news. They said it's helping out a lot. You know, percentages have gone down just because people are actually doing that, what they're supposed to be doing.
We have a lot of army military field doctors that have flown in. We've opened up CenturyLink now. It has its own field hospital where they set up, kind of use that as a hospital just for people that are
like overflow,
you know, that have, So, I mean, and with our governor enforcing the laws of or enforcing that mandate, you know, basically if you're sick and if you ain't trying to isolate yourself and if you got COVID, well, you're going to get involuntary detention, which means you're going to get picked up and isolated. So,
you know, since we're talking about the COVID and everything, I know because I was following your tweet and you said, fuck, I'm just getting bored. I'm going to fucking start this podcast already. I'm going to get this Ooh Skywalker podcast going on.
I did see that.
And I was like, all right, on. And since we're on here, you know, I just wanted to ask you, man. So, like, what was your whole dream of for the Ooh Skywalker podcast? And what inspired you to become a podcaster?
Mainly what inspired me to become a podcaster was just listening to it, you know? I listen to it, and I love it, and I really like it. I like talk radio, but it was, like, real talk radio to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
most podcasts, people are just, they're not worried about the FCC or whatever the fuck it is and all that. And, I mean, they say whatever they want. I mean, look at Bill Nye. He's got a fucking podcast.
Oh yeah!
And you ever hear his shit?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh my gosh! Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, and he's dope. His shit is dope.
Oh, I got.
He's on there. He's like, "Yeah, showing science. We are here to prove blood pathogens is this and that, and that's just fucking bullshit. It's fucking hilarious."
Bill Nye.
So I'm just sitting there.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's my dude right there.
Wow.
Yeah, I love his show. Listen to his shit.
All right, I'll do.
I'll send you guys a link. I will. But yeah, just everybody just talks normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, you know? There was a time in my life where I said, oh man, I'd love to be on radio. But I can't.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, you got the voice for it. Why not?
No, I just couldn't. Why not? You know, I thought I would have to be like, hey, everybody, welcome to the 93.3. I didn't want to do all that shit. So when I heard a podcast for the first time, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this shit.
But, what was the first podcast? What was your first podcast you heard?
Man, I don't know. It was just some random ones from online, you know, like people would tweet it. And then I'd kind of listen to it. But the one that really was really cool was it was Joe Rogan stuff, you know?
I'd listen
to Joe Rogan randomly and like, I can't believe this is a news radio guy. This is fucking awesome. Yeah. But, you know, he was still, you know, UFC Joe Rogan. He'll always be news radio Joe Rogan.
News radio.
You know?
Yeah.
So some of his stuff was just kind of over my head, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff I listened to, like, oh, no, this is too much. I don't want to learn about that. But then, you know, I just started listening to different comedians, and I was like, oh, shit, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then as time went by, I'm just kind of like, fuck, I wish I could do this, but I bet you the setup is just crazy. Because I know what it takes to just do a live show with a band, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
with your
podcasting
band,
is almost the same, only now I got to mix everything down. I got to edit everything down. It's kind of like recording a fucking song every time.
Yeah.
And to me, that was unattainable. I was like, I don't have the money to put together all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then honestly, what showed me how easy this could be was you guys.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You had the big, nice basic setup, and I was like, cool. And then you were just like, yeah, we use Anchor. And and I was just like, well, that's it, you know?
Well, another thing is, like, my question is, how did you get through that fear of just doing it? Because a lot of people, like even myself, it took me a while to muster up that, man, should I put my shit out there? I don't want my family or friends listening to. But when I talk to you, you're like, bro, I want to be on your show. And I was like, for real?
Yeah.
And like, you were into it. And I was like, oh, damn. I said, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. I have it. I wanted to do it. I don't have any fear of doing it. I just didn't know how to, you know?
And see, that's, you got it then, man. You got it. You know, a lot of people, they can't get over that fear and self-doubt. That's why I put that as one of my quotes on the about page of our Growing Samoan podcast, is that number one quote, you know, fear and self-doubt are the number one killers of self-genius.
No, it is, and, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
But you came out the gate like, no, hey, man, I want to be on. When are you? And I was like, wow, I love that. I love that. But
hell yeah. You know, well, I mean, there was a point where I realized that I had a lot of fear and doubt in what I was doing and anything I was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. Now I can look back on it and be like, fuck, I wasted so much time doing that. I should have just jumped up on it. That's why, like, you know, especially on Twitter, I mean, any social media, when I see somebody really trying to do stuff, you know, I see where they're going and where they want to go. And I can see, man, that they have that little thing holding them back, you know? And I said, man, if I just keep pushing this kid or, you know, pushing them or, you know, encouraging them, they're going to break it. You know, they're going to take that step, like, just leap, motherfucker. You're going to fail. You're not going to succeed your first time. You will fail. So hurry up and fail fast so you can get back up.
Yeah. And learn again. That's the only way to learn. You have to fail in order to succeed. That's it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I learned through financial education, because what I was taught in school, like you and Tala, me and everybody listening, is you have to get straight A's or you're going to fucking be a loser.
Yeah.
You know? If you get a straight A, get a B, an A or a B. If you don't do that, you'll never make it anywhere. That's all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. It's like, no, that does not mean that you're gonna gonna end up a bum.
Man, and you know those kids that are constant winners like that and stay on top for so long, man, they crack later in life, man.
They crack hard because they're brainwashed to just get A's and be perfect, but they weren't brainwashed on money, finances.
Yeah.
So they can be a calculus, they can be a rocket scientist, but they'll have fucking millions of dollars in debt because they don't know how to budget a fucking checkbook.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. So that's why I just crack up this financial game. That's why I just be passionate about it, because the one thing that I loved is when they're, you know, Robert Kiyosaki says, and he says a lot too, is the A and B students in the real world, they work for the C student. Because a lot of these entrepreneurs drop out of college. They drop out of, you know, whatever they're doing, sometimes even high school, any schooling. Why? Because they go into a path that's not in the government guidelines. It's the path of financial education, where you just learn about making money. While the other A and B students, they're sitting there trying to, you know, pass calculus so they can be your accountant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so I know you're a big listener of Gary V, right?
Gary V.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's this one, I don't know what his podcast or one of his videos I've seen. No, yeah, it was he was speaking, and he said this one thing that had me like, God damn, that's so fucking true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, education-wise and all that kind of shit, he is not qualified to run any position in his company. He's not educated enough to hold any position in his own company, but I know how to run it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Experience speaks better than education.
Yeah.
I can't tell you enough, bro, how much, as much as I can go and apply for jobs that I know that I can do.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's always the educational qualifications that always gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a bachelor's or I don't have a master's or a PhD or whatever the hell it may be, right?
Yeah.
I don't have that to attain that position to get that salary. But I can tell you that experience speaks more than enough to get me where I'm at.
So what you're really trying to say, and I'm going to say it for you, is that if you, Tala, my dear, wanted to open up your own company, you can run that motherfucker. And you can have all these college students work for you because your experience is way more than all of them. That's kind of something what Gary Vee was trying to say and what like Lawrence was talking about, you know?
It's very true. It's true though. Because I'll be honest with you, where I am, right, bro?
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker, where I'm at this point in time is, I have a position that honestly I wouldn't be educationally qualified for.
Yeah.
But this has been something, a field that I had got into when I was 17 years old and I learned from experience. So basically, if you just go and say no high school diploma, no college degree, whatever it may be, majority of the time when I submit a resume, it's not my educational qualifications that'll get me the job. It's my experience.
Yeah.
And basically, if they were to just like tell you, like, we want to test her out for a month. Let's see how she can fly. If I can fly off the seat of my pants and I know what I'm doing, I can get the job.
Yeah.
Better than anybody that would come in with a PhD that has only learned what through college, what they've taught you how to do this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, your education requirements doesn't ever beat the experience, because these are people who have done this hands-on on a daily basis for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but what is your experience going to do for you, though? How can you flip that?
Well, hopefully we can get a better salary. I know what I'm worth. You have to know what you're worth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to know what you're worth.
I understand your point on, like, experience is more valuable than a college degree right now in some mm-hmm. places, but how is that? How can you flip that to your advantage? That's my question.
In what way?
In reaching financial independence in that sort of way.
Well, you'd have to market yourself. You'd have to learn how to market yourself.
Yeah. Bang, bang.
Yeah. There you go. If you know your worth, then if you go to any job and say, look, I've built almost 20 years experience off of doing this.
Yeah.
I'm worth this. Will you accept the salary or will you not? It kind of goes that way. Yeah, so
you can use that to your advantage. Get a high-paid salary. Well, let me tell you guys a little story. Do you guys know who Henry Ford is?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's the old school cat who, you know, of course, the Ford automobile.
Ford, GM.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he was famous for the assembly line. That's what made him one of the richest men in the world. He invented the assembly line. That's how he made workers work and just pushing out all these cars, right? So it got to the point where he was just the Jeff Bezos at the time, right? The Bill Gates of the time. Well, you know, when Bill Gates came up, everybody was cracking down him, all the haters, right? Like, what is this Microsoft thing? Why aren't you doing like all this bullshit? So back in the day, Henry Ford, they took him to court because they were just trying to fucking they were trying to take him down. There were just a lot of haters, right?
Yeah.
And the famous story is that when he was in court, they had like all these lawyers there. And it was like a hearing or one of those thingies they have. I forgot the term. It was like it was like a court thingy. And all of the jury or the lawyers or whatever, all the judges, they were all up on their tables or whatever, what have you. And Henry Ford, he just sat on one table with, like, they said he had like four different phones, like, you know, the old school telephones or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's all he had. And every time one of the judges asked him a question, all he did was he picked up that phone. He called that department, asked them the question, got the answer, and then he just told them the answer.
Yeah.
So basically, every single question they threw at him, he just called his, you know, whoever was in charge, asked them, and they told him. And his whole point to them was, this is the reason why I'm running this, you know, my company so well. He said, I just oversee. I'm not the you know, the whole company.
Yeah.
If you want to know about this department, they'll handle it for you. If you want to know about this department, they'll handle it for you. And that was the first time in history that these entrepreneurs and businessmen kind of got it. That's what formed the assembly line. So, like I was saying before, it's true what Robert Kiyosaki said, where the A and the B students, they really do work for the C student. And the C student is the one who's the millionaire.
Yeah.
While the A and B students work for him. Henry Ford was the C student. He didn't know anything about the money department, you know, the accounting.
Yeah.
He didn't know nothing about the filing. He didn't know nothing about the marketing. He didn't know shit. But he built it and said, I'm going to hire you. I'm going to hire you. I'm going to hire you. And when the haters tried to take him down, he said, okay, what question you want? Okay, well, talk to him. He'll answer for you. What question you want? I'll talk to him. He'll answer for you. And, you know, that was just a great story. That I was just like, you know what? That's what I'm talking about. Schools will grind you and teach us, all of us. You got to get an A. You got to get a B. You got to get this GPA. You got to. But what for? What is the end game in that? So you can go work for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's all they teach us. But with the financial education game, you know, it teaches us how to flip it on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. what me and Tala are learning and what we're living through on our journey is the FIRE movement. You know, we're using what the government throws at us and teaches us, and we're taking advantage of it. So everything that we're brainwashed into of going to work, getting a, you know, a good paying job with benefits is like, okay, we're in that zone right now. But how can we use that to turn the tables? Well, with the FIRE movement, you know, we'll talk about that, or people can, you know, Google it or listen to our other podcasts. There are so many ways and avenues of being able to, you know, to do your savings, to do investments.
And that's kind of what we had told
Lou
Skywalker and the wifey about, you know, because we want them to be on that journey with us, you know.
And everybody else who listens, you know, to the podcast, man. It's just...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so proud of you with your savings. I can't even.
I'm so proud
of you. Just because it's been so many. It's been a little while since we were all together here and talking about, you know, and we had you as guests on our podcast, and which we are thankful for.
Oh yeah,
I appreciate that, and just to see the turnaround from then to now. I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
you know, it's totally cool about awesome. It is, you know how they said it, this the stimulus check and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, she was like, oh, so she was like, oh, we're gonna get this with the stimulus check. She's like, what do you think? I said, I think that's going right into mattress. What are you talking about? She's all like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? She was like, no, well, at least I got to buy this and this and this first. She was just like, yeah. Right. I said, look, ain't nothing changed. If the government want to send us that money, stacking it. Ain't nothing changed with what I'm making and how we're spending. So, stacking.
Yeah,
it's going to the side.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she's cool with it. So she's getting it, man. Like, getting
to get and it's a journey, man, for all the couples out there, man, like you and me and Tala Lo. It's a journey, and the journey, like I said before, it's a journey. You're flying, but you're up in the air. But when you're up in the air, it's turbulence, bro. It's gonna be a lot of turbulence. But once you get through that turbulence, man, then all of a sudden the clouds will clear out, you'll see a nice view, and it'll just be like, oh shit, what? Can I go sneak into first class?
I don't care about no damn turbulence.
turbulence, she starts shaking. I'm like, hey, you want to go back down there? Like, hell no. All right, then write it out.
Exactly, bro.
Right.
Exactly. I love it.
Pull back on the stick, pilot. Let's go.
Totally.
Yeah.
So hell yeah.
And it's the simple thing. It's just like educating yourself on something you didn't know about. Like none of us didn't know about.
Yeah.
And it's just like that gateway. It's like that gateway drug. Once you get a little taste of it, you're just like, damn, where the hell this been all my life? Even though it's not like a bad drug, but it's like the best drug.
For me, knowing that this exists and knowing that you should know this shit, you know, most people would look at this like, say it's your car. Like, oh, knowing this kind of shit is like adding rims and a sound system and a paint job to your car. Like, no. Knowing this shit is like knowing you should put gas in that motherfucker, man. It should be a part of your everyday life.
Yeah,
nobody knows that, and once you realize, goddamn, this should be how I live, things start to make more sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know what I had to explain to her is like, I was like, you ever notice the people that are financially well off that we know are always able to go on their vacations? You know, when something comes up, it doesn't hurt them. You know, they'll just randomly do this and that. They'll buy stuff they need when they need it. And it just always seemed, you know, to us, you'd always think, man, they got
like to have money.
It's not that they have a lot of money. They're just prepared for these things to happen. And I was like, when she started to understand that, she was like, I get it now. I get it. And I said, yeah, we just bought our tickets to go to California like it was nothing. It wasn't like that before.
Oh, nice.
And it was like, okay, next payday. God damn it.
Where are we going to get it?
25 each. Oh, okay. Next week. Next payday. And we're always buying our tickets like a month before we go, just scrounging everything together as much as we can. And like, we bought the tickets, what was it? Maybe 2 weeks before the whole economic crash, you know, and I was like, shit, man.
Yeah.
I wish I would have bought it after that. Yeah. Nobody's talking about cheap, fares are cheap, but you know, we had the money. We're good. Bought tickets for May. Like, all right, we're going to go to the graduation in California. I don't even know if that's going to happen anymore. But,
No, I hear you. We're on the same boat.
No, we're on the same boat, bro. We bought tickets for a reunion in July in LA, and we're like, damn it. Mm-hmm. But then, at the same time, we're like, it doesn't hurt us. We're prepared for that event. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Because
she was saying, you know, what about a refund? They're not going to give us a refund. I said, even if they don't, we can reschedule it for some other time. We're not. We're not in the hole because of that. It's gone already. It's
exactly.
It's just the credit. Yeah. It's there. If you want to use it whenever, it's there. It's just that you know, you ain't going to get cash for it, but it's okay. At least you know you can fly and you got credit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And if we don't get the refund, it's not like we're fucking, well, how much was it? I paid for my parents too. Right. Yeah, eight something. We're not 800 something behind, you know? We're good.
No.
So we weren't going to be there like that last year or the year before or the year before that or the year before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the year before that. I do.
One podcast episode with you guys and help me change the spender over there. Miss Moneybags.
You know, that's I can't. I just can't believe it. It's just good to hear that. Oos, on the real. I mean, our whole reason for doing this podcast was just to at least just help somebody out there, and just to hear from you, Maus. I mean, damn,
man,
you know, it means real. A lot. It really does. It really, you know, a big, a whole lot. Man. It means a whole lot because you're somebody that, you know, I've known for a very, very long time, and just to hear that things are getting a little better and are just continuing to get better, man, it's just. It's a good feeling, man, for me. Yeah. Man. I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you. Man. Thank you both, man.
Yeah, it was,
all man, because of you and the Growing Samoan podcast.
It's a trip, man. It's a trip because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been getting out to other podcasters like Hines or you know, the future ones we're about to have with other people connect with. It's just been cool. Oh, yeah. Because you just start jumping around like right when you became a guest on ours, and then I start hearing you on other ones, and I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, that one too. And that's what I mean. I love the way you have no fear. You just go get it.
Hell yeah, man.
And I was just like, I love that. I love that, man. Just a lot of us don't have it. I mean, it took me some time. It's still taking me time to get through the whole idea of me just putting my whole shit out there. But at the end of the day, I know it can help out people, and that's the main reason why. Like you, man, it's helping you with social.
Hell yeah.
Bro. I love it, man. I fucking love
You know what
it.
Else gives me, like, weird confidence like that? No matter what it is.
What's that?
Is, mm-hmm. I always tell myself, man, it's not like somebody's just going to walk up in my face and go, boo, you suck. You know what I'm saying? And then I always say, and if anybody does do that, I'm going to knock them out. You know, it's that simple. Like, win-win for me. Like, I always tell, I say, you know, Sussy Shook will play sometimes about what I wear on stage. You look like a bum. I said, ain't nobody going to sit there and say, boo, shut up and stop singing. You look like a bum right now. And I said, babe, if they do, I'm whooping that ass after the show. I win.
Oh, so,
you're stupid. I'm like, hey, but it's the truth, though. I really don't give a fuck. Let's go. Let's go.
You're so lucky she's not on this podcast.
You'll hear it on another episode. If you guys listen to episode one, he's full of shit. All right, guys, I think we're hit that time.
Are we already? Oh man, it's too soon.
We're gonna have you guys back on again. I have some better news. No,
thank you for having us.
Post-apocalyptic episode with Henry and Talon. You know what I'm saying? What's the world gonna be like?
We're gonna take that trip. Time? You know that. All that credit that you have, we're going to take a trip together.
Oh, yeah, right.
There you go.
Let's go to Vegas.
We'll go to Vegas.
With no kids. None of our co-workers or co-producers.
So I'm
thank God mine are old enough.
Since this is the first podcast, I'm going to say it right now, man. In the future, we're going to have a podcast together. In Vegas, in Hawaii, and maybe somewhere in California, maybe, you know, on Venice Beach or something. Because why? Because when you know how to dodge a wrench, motherfucker, anything is dodgeable.
Watch dodgeball, people.
You got to watch dodgeball. You got to watch dodgeball. All right, before we get out of here, Henry and Tyler of the Growing Samoan Podcast,
yes, sir.
Tell everybody where they can find you guys. Where do you want everybody to find you guys?
You can find us at Growing Samoan on YouTube, just Growing Samoan. You can find us also on Twitter. Our Twitter handle, I'm having a hard time saying that, is at Growing Samoan. We are also on Instagram at Growing Samoan. And also on your podcast, man. Just follow us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And follow Ooh Skywalker, number one episode right here.
Follow us. And then maybe you can be sitting next to us when we're doing that other podcast in Hawaii and Vegas. Because it's going to happen. This is episode one. And I'm telling you,
save some
it's going to happen.
And get you a ticket to come join us in Hawaii. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we're going to bring a bag full of wrenches. And then
you dodge a wrench.
All right.
If you dodge that.
Who's sitting in the wheelchair?
So this is, man. Yeah, I love it, man. Thanks for having us on.
This is Ooh Skywalker. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tyler. Since we'll see our love. And, you know, hopefully we'll do it again, man.
We will, for sure.
Yeah.
And,
right on, man.
Anything else?
That is it. Thank you guys for being on the show, episode one. Tyler, Henry, love you guys. Right. Thank you so much.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Love to
Shaka.
To Sosie and the kids. Shaka from bro. Far away.
Shaka, I'm giving you the Shaka right now.
All right, peace out, y'all.
All right.
Okay.